Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so listen, babes, we've got some proper juicy stories today, and I am literally vibrating with excitement to spill this tea with you. First up, we're going back to the 80s, because apparently, some Hollywood secrets are just now coming to light. Then we're diving into some fresh drama that has me absolutely gobsmacked. So grab your cuppa, settle in, and let me tell you what's been happening in Tinseltown. Okay? So first story, and this one has me absolutely shook. You know Michael Douglas, right? Gordon Gekko himself from Wall Street? Well, girl, turns out that Oscar-winning role that literally made his career almost went to two other A-list actors. Can you imagine? Like, we're talking about one of the most iconic performances in cinema history here, and it almost didn't happen. Now, Page Six is being a bit cheeky and not telling us who these mystery actors are, but I am absolutely dying to know. Like, which two men almost robbed us of that legendary greed is good moment? Because let me tell you something, Michael Douglas ate and left no crumbs in that role. The man was absolutely diabolical as Gordon Gekko, and I honestly cannot picture anyone else doing it justice. But this just goes to show you how fickle Hollywood is, doesn't it? One casting decision, and Michael Douglas might never have won that Oscar. His whole career trajectory could have been completely different. The audacity of almost letting that role slip away to someone else. Although, to be fair, whoever those other actors were, they're probably crying into their bank accounts right about now because that role was career-defining. I'm proper curious, though. Were these actors who turned it down, or were they beaten out by Michael Douglas in auditions? Because if they turned down Wall Street, that's got to sting a bit now, hasn't it? Imagine explaining that decision to your agent. Yeah, I passed on the film that would win an Oscar and become a cultural phenomenon. The secondhand embarrassment. Moving on to our next story, and this one's got me feeling all sorts of emotional, girl. So Christy Carlson Romano, you know, Ren from Even Stevens, absolute Disney Channel royalty. She's just shared some really vulnerable news with her fans. The poor love got emotional talking about receiving a positive result from a cancer screening test. Now listen, this isn't gossip in the fun way. This is real life, and it's scary stuff. Christy was properly tearful talking about this, and my heart just goes out to her. Cancer screenings are so important, and getting a positive result must be absolutely terrifying. But you know what? Good on her for being so open about it, because talking about these health scares helps other people feel less alone. I've always had a soft spot for Christy because Even Stevens was proper brilliant, and she's been so honest about her struggles in Hollywood over the years. Remember when she talked about her financial troubles after Disney? She's never been afraid to keep it real with her fans, and this is just another example of that bravery. The thing is, sharing something this personal takes guts. She could have kept it private, dealt with it quietly, but instead she's using her platform to maybe help other people who are going through similar scares. That takes proper strength, that does. I'm sending her all the positive vibes because health scares are absolutely no joke. And honestly, it's a reminder for all of us to keep up with our screenings and checkups. I know they're not fun, but they're so important. Now, let's shift gears completely because our next story is pure mess, and I am absolutely living for this drama. Okay, so Zach Bryan, country music's golden boy, just got married, right? But apparently, his ex-girlfriend, Brianna LaPaglia, who goes by Chicken Fry, is not having it. And girl, the tea she's spilling is scalding. So Brianna went on the Impulsive podcast, and she basically said that Zach's new bride looks exactly like her, and that this whole wedding is basically a dig at her. The audacity. Can you imagine your ex getting married to someone who's basically your doppelganger? I would be absolutely fuming. Now, I don't know if this is true or if Brianna's just being dramatic, but either way, this is peak petty behavior if Zach actually did this. Like marrying someone who looks like your ex just to wind them up. That's some next level psychological warfare right there. But here's the thing that's got me scratching my head. If you're truly over someone, why would you care enough to orchestrate something like this? Like, if Zach Bryan is happily married and moved on, why would he be thinking about his ex at all? It doesn't make sense unless there are some serious unresolved feelings there. And Brianna, bless her, is not holding back. She's proper airing all the dirty laundry on this podcast, talking about how this wedding is basically a shot at her. I mean, good for her for speaking her truth, but also, girl, maybe it's time to move on. Although, having said that, if my ex pulled something like this, I'd probably be on every podcast in America talking about it too. The thing that kills me is the pettiness of it all. Like, imagine planning your wedding around getting back at your ex. That's not romantic, that's just sad. Your wedding day should be about you and your new partner, not about sending messages to people from your past. But also, can we talk about how awkward this must be for the new bride? Imagine finding out that people think your new husband only married you because you look like his ex. That's gotta mess with your head a bit, hasn't it? This whole situation is giving me major ick vibes, to be honest. Like, everybody just needs to move on and stop being so dramatic about it. But then again, if they did that, I wouldn't have this delicious drama to discuss with you, so maybe I should be grateful for the mess. The country music world is always full of drama, though, isn't it? All those songs about heartbreak and revenge, maybe they're just living out their lyrics in real life. Still, this is some proper soap opera level stuff right here. Actually, thinking about it more, this reminds me of those celebrity couples who get together super quick after a breakup and then post loads of loved up photos on social media. Like, we see you trying to make your ex jealous, and it's not cute, it's just transparent. But Brianna's not staying quiet about it, and honestly, I respect that. Sometimes you've got to call out the nonsense when you see it. Although going on podcasts might not be the most mature way to handle it, it's certainly entertaining for the rest of us. The whole thing just screams unfinished business to me. Like, healthy breakups don't usually involve this level of drama and alleged mind games. These two clearly have some stuff to work through, even if they're not together anymore. Right, before I get too deep into relationship psychology, let me just say this whole situation is a proper mess, and I am absolutely here for watching it unfold. The drama, the pettiness, the audacity. It's like a country music soap opera, and I cannot look away. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!